Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. The Lord is good all the time. Saints of God, lift up your voice. Let's worship God this hour. Let's magnify Him for this privilege He has given to us to gather again in His presence. Magnify Him, magnify Him. Exalt His name. Glorify His name. There is no like Him. Appreciate Him, appreciate Him, appreciate Him for the year 2022. This is the month of October, today being the 30th day of October 2022. Let's lift up our voice as we appreciate Him for the month of January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September. Let's give Him praise. Let's give Him praise. He has been there for us. All the services, all the meetings we have had here, the Lord God has been helping us for all the messages that He has passed to us via His Spirit. Lord, we have come to say thank you, thank you, thank you, and for what you are going to be doing for us in the remaining days and months in this year, in the name of Jesus. We thank you ahead for what you'll be doing in the month of November, for what you'll be doing in the month of December. Father, we worship you. Lord God, we exalt you. Jesus, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Holy Spirit of God, we love you, we love you, we thank you for your guidance. We thank you for your guidance. We thank you for your leading. We thank you for your direction. Let's worship Him today. Lift up your voice and pray in the Holy Ghost. Lift up your voice and give thanks in the Holy Ghost. Everywhere, lift up your voice and magnify Him in the Spirit. So begin to commit the service of today into the hands of the Lord. Pray that the Lord will have His way in our midst. The word of God will have a free course. Yes, yes, in your life and in the life of those that will be listening here outside this meeting place. Lift up your voice and begin to pray that this meeting tonight, the people will not lose their expectation. The people will not lose their expectation. Everyone will return here loaded in the name of Jesus. Yes, in the Spirit. We refuse to go back home to our various destination the way we came today. We pray, yes, for a lifting in our spirit. We pray for a lifting in our soul. Lifting in our body. Father, we pray the blind eye will see. The sick will be healed as your word come tonight. Pray for yourselves that you will be changed tonight. You will be changed tonight. You'll be changed tonight. Those who are listening via the internet, they will be changed tonight. Those listening in Nigeria and outside Nigeria, they will be changed tonight. Via the power of the Lord that will be present in our meeting tonight. Thank you, Lord. Let's begin to welcome the Holy Spirit in our midst tonight. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. 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 We welcome you. We welcome you here. We welcome you here. Oh, Lord God, we welcome you. Jesus, you are welcome. Jesus, you are welcome. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God bless you all for coming. The Lord God Almighty reward your effort in the name of Jesus. I welcome you all, those of you that are listening to this message on the internet, those present and those not present here. I pray that the Lord God Almighty will speak to you tonight, and there will be a transformation in your life in the name of Jesus. Wherever you are listening from, this is the Lord's Friedman Ministry. This is Samson, your brother, preaching. I pray today the Lord will use me as a means of blessing to you in the name of Jesus, as a vessel which he will speak through to unravel every secret challenges, every hopeless situation that you are going through right now. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You may please be seated. My message today is titled, Don't Change Your Focus. Praise God. Don't change your focus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't change your focus. Today, there are many challenges that people are going through, and many have started to ask the question, is there still God? Is there still God? What can God do in this my situation if there is really God? Is he not seeing what I'm going through right now? At the end of this message, I believe you will have an answer to your question. That is why this message is titled, Don't Change Your Focus. Why? Because some persons are already doing so. Praise God, some persons are already worth doing so. And these are not unbelievers, these are believers. Okay? Those who once believed, who once named the name of the Lord God Almighty, but now are going on the other way around. They are going contrary to the plans and purposes of God for their life. Hallelujah. They are beginning to ask the question, if there is still God, if God is, why are they still going through the challenges that they are going through? Hallelujah. Praise God. And now I will want us to open our Bible to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 10. Praise God. I will be reading from the New International Version. That is NIV. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 3. It said, the Lord does not let the righteous go hungry, but he thwarts the craving of the wicked. Praise the Lord. He said, the Lord does not let the righteous go hungry, but he thwarts the craving of the wicked. Now please turn with me into Proverbs chapter 23. Now let's look at verse 18. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 18. There is something there written to you as a child of God. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 18 says, there is surely a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off. Praise God. He said, there is surely a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off. Now, I want us to read this same verse, that is Proverbs chapter 23, verse 18, using the New King James version of the Bible. Using the New King James version of the Bible, Proverbs chapter 23, verse 18, it says, for surely there is a hereafter, and your hope will not be cut off. Praise God. For surely there is a hereafter, and your hope will not be cut off. I've come before you today to reassure you that the word of God cannot be broken. Yes, it is written in the book of John chapter 10 that the scripture cannot be broken. The word of God cannot change. The word of God is eternal. The word of God is immutable. That is, the word of God cannot change. Praise God. Yes, our circumstances, our challenges, we continue to change, but God remains constant. The word of God remains constant. The word of God stands sure for eternity to eternity. The word of God concerning you, the plans and purposes of God concerning your life, remain eternal. Praise the Lord. You and I are the only ones that can abort the plans, the will, the purpose of God that He intends to do in our lives. Praise the Lord. Indeed, there are many challenges in the world. There are many obstacles. There are many confrontations. There are many barriers that we have to face daily and we have to face from time to time in our life. But one thing is sure, that the Lord have assured us that we will have victory over all of these challenges. He has promised that we will have the victory, or rather, we are already victors. Praise God. We are victors in the midst of all these challenges. We are victors already. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are victors. That is the one thing you should have at the back of your mind. We are victors already. We have it yet. We have we have all that the Lord has designed for us. And nothing in this world that can stop us from enjoying that which the Lord God has prepared for us. Many today are beginning to question the existence of God. But I've come to reassure you that the Lord God Almighty is who He is. He hasn't changed from being God. Not even your challenge, not even your problem, not even your present condition can change Him from being who He is. Praise the Lord. That is what I want you to understand. I want you to open your heart to understand what the Lord is saying today. The Lord is saying that the challenge you are going through now will not sink you. The challenge you are going through now is not the end of your life. But after this time, you are going to be refined. After this time, you are going to become, yes, a better person. After walking through all these things, you will be refined. After going through all these funnels, after going through all this confrontation that you are having before you now, you will become a better person. If only you can lift up your head, if only you can lift up your eyes to Him to see what He's doing in your absence, to see what He's doing in your in the closest part of your life. If only you can see what He's doing right now as we speak. Praise the Lord. In the book of John chapter 10 verse 35, it says, "For He called them gods to whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken." Do you see that? And the scripture cannot be broken. What the Lord have spoken concerning us as His children cannot be broken, cannot be undo, not even by the devil. It can only be undo by us. How? By not believing what He said we will become. Praise the Lord. By not doing what, by not believing rather what the Lord has promised that He would do. There is a song that says, "What you say you will do, that is what you will do." That word is so correct. That word is so complete. That word prove to be truthful concerning our Lord Jesus Christ. He said in the book of Numbers that God is not a man that He should lie. Yes, He's not a man that He should change what He said yesterday. What the Lord said yesterday is what He's saying today. He still remain constant. That is, the promises of God will never change, no matter the condition you find yourself in. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I've come to assure you that the Lord God have not left you alone. I have not left you alone. Remember that our popular scripture in the book of Hebrews chapter 13, I think verse 5, He said, "I will not leave you nor forsake you." Okay, I will not leave you nor forsake you. That is, I will always be there with you. He said in Joshua chapter 1 again that He will not leave you nor forsake you. Okay, He is ever close to you. Our God is ever close to His children. He is never leaving them. Now let's look at the book of Psalms. Praise God. I hope you are following me tonight. Let's look at the book of Psalms. Turn with me to the book of Psalms chapter 34. I'm going to read a verse to you there. Psalm chapter 34. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Lord is good. Now turn with me. Psalm chapter 34 verse 18. It said, "The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit." Again, the Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such has have a contrite spirit. Some time ago, why the challenge of the world was all over me, I was going through crises, different challenges here and there. When it seemed as if the world was upside down for me, I turned to the Lord and He took me to this scripture. And when I discovered the scripture, the whole scenario, the whole description of my challenge changed. And I took my eyes away from those things that were like an obstacle before me. And I turn my eyes away from them and focus on the Lord and focus on what the Lord was doing in my life. Now turn with me again. There is something I want to show to you in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 3, okay, or chapter 4 rather. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 18, the last verse. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 18, the last verse. It says, why we do not look at the things which are seen. Okay, the things which are seen, there are many things that the eye see that will make the eye give up on continuing to exist in the midst of all these things. Why? Because your eye is a pointer to your heart. Praise the Lord. Your heart cannot interpret what it has not seen. Your spirit cannot take in what it has not seen. Praise the Lord. You can only interpret the present condition right now to mean something that is insurmountable. Why? Because that is what your eye is telling you. That is what your eye is telling you. That is what your heart has started interpreting to you. Now, do you want to commit suicide? Do you want to quit your job because you have come to the conclusion that this job is not paying you well? You want to turn from your righteous deed to wickedness? You want to turn from being a good person? You want to turn from being a righteous person to become a devilish person so that you can have your way? After all, those who do not believe in the Lord, they are having their way through. Things seem to be working out well for them. Now you are beginning to think, what is the difference between myself and those who do not believe in the Lord? Those who don't believe in the Lord, they seem to be doing more better than I. Financially, seem to be doing better than I. In marriage, seem to be doing better than I. In their business. But the Bible says there is a way that seems right to a man, but the end is destruction. Do you want to choose to follow the way of the wicked, or you are choosing to follow the way of the Lord? He said, why we do not look at the things which are seen, but are the things which are not seen. Okay, the things which are not seen, faith bring those things to be in the name of Jesus. Yes, faith bring those things to be. Faith bring those things to be. Are you with me tonight? Praise the Lord. That is why he said, without faith, we cannot please the Lord. Without faith, we cannot please the Lord. That is what Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 told us, that without faith, it is impossible to please the Lord. He said, but are the things which are not seen. Now, the things which are not seen, they are invisible. The things which are not seen, faith is required to draw them into the seen realm. Faith is required to draw them into the natural. Things that are unseen are supernatural. And it takes faith, it takes trust in the Lord, it takes absolute belief in the Lord to draw them into existence, to draw them into reality, to draw them into the natural and the physical world. Ah, yes, Father Kato Sakata, I feel the Holy Ghost here. Madre to Sakata, God, are you with me in charge of God? God, I have not given up on you. The Lord is not through with you. If only you can believe in Him. If only you can fix your eyes on Him. If only you can fix your gaze on Him. If only you can remain there. The Job said, in the midst of all his challenges, in the midst of all the trials that he was going through, he said, though you slay me, yet will I trust him. Ah, can you make that confession today? Can you make that confession today? That even in the midst of the economic turmoil of your country, like in Nigeria today, that you are sealed with the law, that you will still trust the law, despite all that you have been through, despite all that your family have done to you, despite all the betrayal that you have had. Ah, he said, but are the things which are not seen. He said, said, for the things which are seen are temporary. That is, things that you are seeing now, the challenges that you are seeing now, they are subject to change. He said, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Take your eyes away. Take your eyes away, brother. Take your eye away from, take your eyes away, sister, from the things that you can see. From the things that you can see. The things you can see in this world. Death is in the world. Frustration is in the world. Hopelessness. Betrayal is in the world. Not knowing who to trust. They are all in this world. Jesus Christ said, in this world, he told his disciples, and the same thing he told us. He said, in the world you will have tribulation. In the world you will have trials. In the world you will have problem. In the world you are going to have all manner of disappointment. Maybe that is what you are going through right now. In John chapter 16, verse 23, the last verse. He said, but be happy, be cheerful. Why? Because I've overcome the world. Now, I so much like that scripture. Let's turn with me to John. Turn with me to the Gospel of John, chapter 16. Chapter 16. And let's look at the last verse. Anything I remember about that scripture, it gladdens my heart. Sorry, it's 16 verse 33, not 23. 16 verse 33. He said, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. What a word of confidence. What a word of assurance. What a word of affirmation. That is, nothing can stop me. Nothing can stop me. Not even finance will stop me from trusting in the Lord. I will keep my eyes fixed on the Lord. I will keep trusting the Lord. I will keep following the Lord. I will keep following Him. Job said in Job chapter 14, though He slay me, yet I will trust Him. Yet I will trust Him every day of my life. I will trust Him. Every moment of my life, I will follow Him. No matter what my condition is, no matter what I'm going through, I will keep following the Lord. I will keep following the Lord. I will keep my focus, yes, on the things which are unseen. Oh, I will keep my focus on the things which are eternal. Stand up on your feet and begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Begin to decree and declare this hour that, Lord, I will put my faith in you. Lord, I will trust in you. Lord, I will not take my eyes away from you. Jesus Christ said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men to myself. And you are part of those He have drawn to Himself. Remember in the book of Matthew chapter 11 verse 28, He said, come unto me, all you that are labored and heavy laden, I will give you rest. There is rest in Christ. That is why He said, when I be lifted up, I will draw a man to myself. Why is He drawing men? So that He will give them rest. That is why He's drawing them to Himself. Madre bodo koto liye de barado sebe degadegadegadegada. Madre to sobo lokoto degadegade. Now turn with me to the book of Psalms chapter 126. Psalms chapter 126. There is something there I would like to share with you. Oh, Mandre Gadabalabada. Psalm chapter 126. Mandeko Sebregedo Sakadagadagada. Mandre Itus Zebedegadegade. Manino Shadada. Le Brito Sukoto Degadegade. Le Modro. I will read from verse 1. Psalm chapter 126. Say, when the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dreamt. We were like those who dreamt. Madre Gedebo Siaka. Our mouths were filled with laughter. Our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for you. He has done great things for us all. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Restore our fortune, Lord, like streams in the Negev. Those who sow with tears, that is my focus. Those who who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying harvest with them. Though they sow in tears, but they are going to return with songs of joy. Lift up your voice and pray that, Lord, though I am in tears today, my tomorrow will be for laughter. My tomorrow will be with songs of joy, with songs of joy. Now this take me to Psalm chapter 30, verse 5. It says, for weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. I've come to assure you today that your joy is certain. Your joy is certain. And today your joy has come. Your joy has come. Your joy has come. Your joy has come. Stop weeping, child of God. Stop weeping. Look at the word of God, which is the perfect law of liberty, not the economy of your nation. The economy of your nation, as you continue to look at it, it will drain you. Oh, yes. If you continue to look at the political system of your country, it will drain you. Yes, if you continue to listen to the rumor that is in the world, the perversion that is happening in the world, the deception that is in the world, you will lose focus of what the Lord is about to do in your life. Some time ago in my life, I almost lose focus in following the Lord. Why? Because the test that I was going through seemed to overwhelm me. The challenges that were before me seemed to overwhelm me. But thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the Holy Spirit, who took me back again to the scripture. So no matter what you are going through right now, the first point of contact for you is to turn to the Word of God. Turn to the Word of God and go on your knees and pray. Hallelujah. Go back to the Word of God. Turn to the promises of God. Don't turn away from the promises of God, but turn yourself into the promises of God. Turn yourself to the promise of God and turn yourself on in prayers. Are you weak right now? You can no longer pray. I pray the Holy Spirit of God will set you on your feet. Yes. In the river Chiba, the Lord God sets Ezekiel in his feet. I pray the Spirit of the Lord God Almighty will walk in you afresh to set you on your feet. It's possible that you have lost a huge amount of money, like I also have done in businesses, a lot of money that you have trusted to peoples. The lot of money you have trusted to different people at different times, believing that they were the right people to manage your finances. But on the long run, you find them to be liars. You find them to be deceivers. You find them to be betrayers. But today, I've come to assure you that the word of God cannot be broken. Men may lie, men may deceive you, but for Jesus Christ, he stands sure forever. Jesus, the same yesterday, today, forever. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8 told us, Jesus is the same yesterday, even while men are changing. The creator of heaven and earth remains the same. God has a will for you and for me. Some time ago, my pastor preached that same word. He said, God has a will for you. That is the reason why Romans chapter 29 is written in the Bible. Romans chapter 29, verse 11. He said, for I know the thought I have towards you, thought of good and not of evil, to bring you a future with hope, to bring you to an expected end, to bring you to a successful end. Take your eyes away. Take your eyes away from what is happening around you. Take your eyes away, brother. Take your eyes away, sister, from the things you are going through right now. I know someone may be saying, it is hard, my brother. You may not understand, man of God. You don't understand what I'm going through. I know what you are going through. I know what you are going through. But don't change your focus. Don't lose your focus. Don't turn to the right. Don't turn to the left. Now look at what the Lord said to Joshua. Let's turn to the book of Joshua. I saw this again in the word of God when I was going through it this morning. Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1. This is what the Lord said to Joshua. Let's take it from verse 6, Joshua chapter 1 from verse 6. It said, be strong and courageous. That is, it therefore means that things that will make you feeble, weak, fearful, and things that will make you discouraged, hopeless, disgusted will come. He knew that this day of discouragement, the day of tiredness will come in the life of Joshua, and that it will come in our life. That is why he said in Joshua chapter 1, verse 6 beforehand, that we should be what? Strong and courageous, because there are many things around us that will make us to become discouraged. That is why he said to Joshua, he said, be strong and courageous. The King James Version will say, and be very courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land as well to their ancestors to give them. And turn to look at verse 7. It said, be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from me to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not turn from me to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. So to be successful in the midst of this challenge, in the midst of this trouble, is not to turn to the left or turn to the right, but to remain steady, to remain stable, focusing, gazing upon the word of God morning and night, day after day. Praise God. Are you with me? Yes. Yes. You must continue to feed on the word of God. Continue to feed on the word of God. Continue to trust in the Lord and persist in prayers. Continue in prayer. Continue in prayer. And he will see you through. Continue in prayer. And he will see you through. Lebo Shabada Gata Dagatada. Lebro do Shabada Gata Dagada. Mandregede debo sibregede de. Mande gedo bolokoto de. Mandregede degede 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 abalabada. Rodo sebedegede degede. Please turn with me to the book of Romans. Romans chapter 4. There is something I want to read to you there concerning Abraham, our father. Romans chapter 4, verse 18. Romans chapter 4 from verse 18. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations. Remember, Abraham and the wife Sarah were barren for many years. Just as it had been said to him, so shall your offspring be. Without weakening in his faith, that is, Abraham never relented in his faith. The same thing I'm telling you today, not to relent. The same thing, not to change your focus. Abraham never changed his focus. He faced the fact that his body was as good as dead. since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Okay, they knew they were old. They knew very well they had passed the age of being able to conceive. They were beyond the age of conception. And that is what medicine, the study of medicine, the field of medicine, we also tell you today. But in God, nothing is impossible. Scripture told us that with God, all things are possible. He said, without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead. He knew. Since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. But they never allowed their physical body to overthrow their faith. So don't allow the things you are seeing, the physical things, to overthrow your faith. Look at verse 20. He said, yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God. Abraham never had in unbelief. May the Lord help us here as he helped Abraham. He said, yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God. Devil, by all means, will make you think that the word of God is a lie. In different way, he will want to prove to you that the word of God is unreal. But I'm come here today to prove to you that the word of God is real. But was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. That is what I want you to do now. Being fully persuaded. Please, you too that is listening to me, be fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. Even for his student that is going through one challenge, finding difficulty to understand his studies. I am assuring you today that be fully persuaded that God had the power in the case of Abraham to bring them to conception. That same God has power today to give you understanding in all things, to bless you in all things, to surprise you in all things. Hallelujah. Being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. Romans chapter 4, verse 21. Being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. Hallelujah. He said the words it was credited to him were written not for him alone. He said the words it was credited to him were written not for him alone. That is to say, the promise of God were not written to Abraham alone. In case you want to say that was for Abraham, I am not included. No. The promise were not written for Abraham and his descendant alone.
It was also written that those who are believing Christ should also benefit, should also enjoy the same blessing that Abraham enjoyed. Praise God. Enjoy the same blessing that Abraham enjoyed. So stop crying and focus on the Lord. That is what I've come to tell you today. That God has not given up on you. God is still on the throne. Keep on trusting Him. And now before we will round up with this message, permit me again to read this favorite passage in the book of Jeremiah chapter 17 to you. I discovered the scripture some time ago, and now I love the scripture so much. I have developed an absolute trust in the Lord, and I do my best every day to keep in touch with Him. No matter how challenging life may prove to be for me, but I've made up my mind to follow Him even to death. Turn with me to Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5. I will read beyond that 5, but let's start from verse 5. Jeremiah 17, from verse 5. He said, this is what the Lord says, cursed is the one who trusts in man, who draws strength from mere flesh, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. That person will be like a bush in the wastelands. They will not see prosperity when it comes. They will dwell in the parched places of the desert, in a salt land where no one lives. But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in Him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the streams. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. Praise the Lord. In whole essence, what the verse is saying, what that passage is saying, is trust in the Lord, not on man, not on what your present condition is, but trust in the Lord alone. In Him, your deliverance will come. Praise God. Now, turn with me again to Habakkuk. Habakkuk chapter 3, from verse 17. Habakkuk chapter 3, from verse 17 said, though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the holy crop fails, and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet, verse 18, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God, my Savior. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He who makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to tread on the heights. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to tread on the heights. Praise the Lord. So the Lord will keep you, the Lord will preserve you, and will sustain you. I will grant all your heart desire every day of your life. In Jesus' name. Our Father, we thank you. We magnify your name for sharing what is in your heart with us today. And I pray that everyone have come in contact with this word today, and even after today, and even after many years from today. May this word change their life completely, forever, in the name of Jesus. And may this word turn them, as many of them that are going astray, back to you, and cause them not to change their focus. In Jesus' name we are praying. Hallelujah. Praise God. Till I come your way again next time. It's your brother Samson. Thank you. God bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen.